From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama Wednesday announced his intention to keep 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the end of his presidency in January to train and advise Afghan forces and combat al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremists.
The security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. Even as they improve, Afghan security forces are still not as strong as they need to be. With our help, they're still working to improve critical capabilities, such as intelligence, logistics, aviation, and command and control. At the same time, the Taliban remains a threat.
Mr. Obama said they've gained ground and continued attacks and suicide bombings. He had initially planned to reduce the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan from the current 9,800 to about 5,500 by year's end. U.S. forces have been present in the South Asian country for nearly 15 years following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks planned in Afghanistan under the Taliban regime. Mr. Obama's decision comes ahead of a NATO summit scheduled in Warsaw Friday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Rwanda Wednesday, where he visited the Kigali Memorial Center, where more than a quarter million people out of at least 800,000 victims of the 1994 genocide are buried in mass graves. He said his people know the pain of genocide. This is a unique bond that neither one of our peoples will prefer to have. Yet we both persevered despite the pain and despite the hurt, we survived. We never lost hope. The Israeli leader on a four-nation tour of Africa, pursuing closer security and trade ties with the continent. He's visited Uganda and Kenya and will make a stop in Ethiopia. This is VOA News. A seven-year official inquiry into Britain's involvement in the Iraq War concluded Wednesday the intervention was unnecessary and Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein posed no imminent threat to Britain. The inquiry, led by John Chilcott, a former top civil servant, said the U.S.-led invasion was based on flawed intelligence and assessments that were not justified. The exhaustive report criticized former Prime Minister Tony Blair and his aides for basing Britain's involvement on now-discredited information about Iraq's biological and chemical weapons. In response, Blair called it the most difficult decision he had ever made.
The decision to go to war in Iraq and to remove Saddam Hussein from power in a coalition of over 40 countries led by the United States of America was the hardest, most momentous, most agonizing decision I took in my 10 years as British Prime Minister. For that decision today, I accept full responsibility.
Chilcott said the intervention went badly wrong with consequences to this day, but Blair said he profoundly disagrees, calling Saddam Hussein a wellspring of terror, a threat to peace and his own people. Hundreds of protesters in Kenya set fire to a police station Wednesday, where three men, including a rights lawyer, were held after being abducted and eventually killed, allegedly by police. The bodies of lawyer Willie Kamani, a critic of police abuse, a client and driver, were found Friday at a river. They disappeared June 23rd. Four policemen are in custody during an investigation. Syria's army declared a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire across the country Wednesday, coinciding with the three-day Eid al-Fitr festivities marking the end of the holy month Ramadan. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the declaration, adding that hopefully it could perhaps be a harbinger of possibilities to come. His spokesman is John Kirby.
We welcome any decrease in the violence. And though we've seen some reports of violations already in this regime of calm that just got announced, so far, generally, it appears as if it has resulted in a decrease in the violence, which is always a good thing. But it doesn't change the fact that we want to move beyond temporary cessations, temporary ceasefires, to truly enduring ceasefires.
The rebel Free Syrian Army says it will respect the truce. Another group, however, Jaish al-Islam, say the announcement is purely to escape international pressure. Brazil suspended President Dilma Rousseff in a written defense to a Senate impeachment trial Wednesday, denounced the proceedings as a farce, insisting the charges against her involve routine acts of budgetary management. She's accused of breaking fiscal laws by disguising the size of the country's budget deficit. An international crew of three astronauts blasted off Thursday from the Russian Space Launch Complex in Kazakhstan, beginning a two-day trip to the International Space Station. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.